The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
We want to know who is still out there and how they plan to get them home. The American people want the truth.
My mind's going blank now.
President Biden had no plan. He had a reactionary evacuation that failed the American people and has left a disastrous amount of equipment in the hands of our enemies that's going to hurt us for years to come.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
There was a miserable jobs report out today, way below expectations. America's jobs recovery hit a brick wall in August. Of course, it's all going to be attributed to the Delta variant. I've got an idea. Maybe the beast ought to stop terrifying everybody over variants, because we're going to be living with variants probably for the rest of our lives. This is going to be like the flu, I think. It's going to be around forever. And you got one of two ways to decide how you're going to respond to the Delta variant and the Alpha variant and the Beta variant and the Hugo variant and the Uma variant. You either live your life and live with the virus, or you just shut down, don't go to work, curl up in a ball, and wither and die. I think those are our options. Only 235,000 jobs were added back to the economy. It's the lowest number since January. I saw a report this morning on the Today Show on NBC. Oh, travel's expected to be down over the Labor Day holiday weekend because of the Delta variant. Delta variant. And then King Fauci was asked over yesterday about the new, what is it, the Mu variant or the Hu variant or the Ku, I don't know what variant. There's another variant. There's never going to be an end to variants. And I got to do something last night. Let me geek out for a minute, and I'll get to my point after I share with you the joy of going to a Broadway theater for the first time since March of 2020. Broadway has been shut. Broadway is starting to reopen. And last night I went to the Walter Kerr Theater on 48th Street and saw Hadestown. It was the first Broadway show. There's actually two productions that opened last night, Hadestown and Waitress, two big hit musicals on Broadway. And theater geek that I am, I'm going to see Waitress this weekend before heading back to Florida. And it was a glorious feeling to be back in the theater again, to be with a bunch of people who appreciate theater. And it was a little bit different. Masks are required in the theater. You had to show your proof of vaccination at the door, which incidentally is total performative. It's completely performance art. All they need to do is see what looks like a vaccination card on your phone and they're letting you in. You think a Broadway theater usher is going to be able to validate the authenticity of your vax card? Come on. You know, anybody could show a picture of a vax card and say, there's my vax. Okay, go on in, enjoy the show. It's really the honor system, but that's okay. Because the people in that theater made a decision to live their life and take a risk. There are people that would never go to a crowded theater. In this case, a theater built in 1921, you're elbow to elbow with a couple thousand people. There are people who would never, ever right now choose to do that. And that's okay. But for those of us who did, that ought to be okay too. That ought to be okay too. I don't like vaccine mandates. I don't like the way the beast has tried to control and manipulate people's lives. I don't like a pharmacist telling me she's not going to dispense ivermectin because she's got some political agenda. Incidentally, I've been doing some homework. A number of you pointed me to the National Institutes of Health website. Do you know what the National Institutes of Health website says about ivermectin? I mean, Rachel Maddow says it's just a horse dewormer. Don't take a horse dewormer. Well, it's not a horse dewormer. As prescribed for humans, it's an anti-parasite drug that's been around for 40 years. But what does Dr. Francis Collins' organization and Fauci and all the rest of them, all the smart kids, what does the National Institutes of Health say about ivermectin? Something I've been taking for months. I've been taking it all throughout the pandemic, even after I got vaccinated, because my doctor prescribes it for me. You know what the NIH website says? This is a quote. I'm citing directly from the National Institutes of Health website, and you can look it up yourself. Go to NIH.gov. .gov. It is the authentic, actual National Institutes of Health website, which says, ivermectin for prevention and treatment of COVID-19 infection. The findings indicate with moderate certainty that ivermectin treatment in COVID-19 provides a significant survival benefit. Wow! That must be news to Rachel Maddow. What else does it say at the NIH? And you can look it up. You can absolutely see all of the things that are written about ivermectin. You can put it as a search word. Put it in the search box. Ivermectin. There's study after study which attests to the efficacy of ivermectin. It's at the NIH website. Now, wait a minute. They said it was just a horse dewormer. Let me read from the NIH website. Moderate certainty evidence finds that large reductions in COVID-19 deaths are possible using ivermectin. Using ivermectin early in the clinical course may reduce numbers progressing to severe disease. Oh, is that a horse dewormer, Rachel? Why don't you read the NIH? You're so smart, Rachel Maddow. Why don't you look at the NIH site? My gosh. I mean, here's another one. Three studies involving 738 participants evaluated ivermectin for COVID-19 prophylaxis among healthcare workers. I mean, found that ivermectin prophylaxis, that means as a preventative, among healthcare workers and COVID-19 contacts probably reduces the risk of COVID-19 infection by an average of 86%. Now, these are actual clinical trials and studies. This garbage, this left politicization of a medicine that many doctors want to prescribe is lunacy. And this was the pharmacist call. My doctor accidentally sends in my ivermectin prescription to an out-of-state pharmacist in a major national chain, and I get this voicemail this week back from the pharmacist.
Calling from this message is for Michael. Just letting you know that we received a prescription from your doctor, but unfortunately I am unable to fill this prescription. If you have any questions, our phone number is but just letting you know, there are very few pharmacies that are going to be willing to fill this prescription. So just a heads up. Again, if you have any questions, thank you.
I wonder if she's gone to the NIH website. Why would a pharmacist be unwilling to prescribe something that, according to the National Institutes of Health own website, says evidence finds that large reductions in COVID-19 deaths are possible using ivermectin? Why would a pharmacist be opposed to dispensing a medicine, a drug, that shows that meta-analysis of three trials indicates that ivermectin prophylaxis among healthcare workers probably reduces the risk of COVID-19 infection by an average of 86%. Why would a pharmacist be unwilling to dispense a medicine that shows, according to the NIH website, that with moderate certainty, ivermectin treatment in COVID-19 provides a significant survival benefit? Now, you don't believe me? Go to NIH.gov and type in the search word ivermectin, and you'll see all of this information that I just read directly from the National Institutes of Health own website. In fact, the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 2015 went to two scientists whose experiments on a type of bacteria and subsequent modifications produced a compound that led to a new class of drugs with extraordinary efficacy against parasitic diseases. That compound is ivermectin. U.S. doctors write more than 100,000 prescriptions a year for ivermectin. It comes in tablets. It comes in a lotion, according to Tim Carney over the Washington Examiner. Why does the major media want you to believe that ivermectin is simply a horse paste? The answer is probably because the media are more interested in scoring cheap points in the game of culture wars by mocking rednecks and conservatives than they are in informing their readers. The situation is this. Many people believe that ivermectin is an effective treatment of COVID-19. But the drug is not proven to treat COVID-19, nor is it approved by the FDA for that matter. It is an antiparasitic drug. Coronavirus is not a parasite. But here we go. And when Joe Rogan announces he's taking ivermectin, Joe Rogan, one of the country's most popular podcasters, and he's mocked for taking a drug that's, exclusive to farm animals, there's no evidence. The major media presented no evidence that Joe Rogan is taking horse-formulated ivermectin. That's a deliberate, misleading distraction. And it has misled the public. Read what the NIH has written about ivermectin. Bottom line is, they're lying to you in pretending that ivermectin is some kind of a horse dewormer. And when it goes to the pharmacist level, where some smarmy, sing-songy, chirpy, officious little twit like that woman who called me, in refusing to dispense ivermectin and ominously telling me, oh, I will likely not get it anywhere else, their minds are poisoned. These people are brainwashed. They are blinded by a stupid agenda. And that agenda, frankly, could cost lives. Wait till you hear what Candace Owens experienced when she wanted to get tested for COVID. They wouldn't even test her because she's Candace Owens. I'll tell you about that and a whole lot more coming up. 19 past the hour. Our number is 800-655-MIKE. After the devastating storms here in the Northeast, over 40 dead, sunshine, blue skies today. There is always sunshine and daylight and clarity after a storm. Let's hope that's where our country is headed. 1-800-655-MIKE, your voice, your perspective, coming up.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor, for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Candace Owens is a firebrand conservative woman. Very successful, powerful voice. As Red State points out, just decades ago, Candace might have been turned away from an establishment for being black. Now, she's being turned away because she's a conservative. The popular Daily Wire, Fox, you see her on Fox News, she podcast, everything. She's been refused service from a COVID testing facility because she's a conservative. She tweeted out, "Holy crap, I just received an email from a COVID testing facility that they're refusing to administer a test to me because they don't like my politics. Insane. I'm banned from making sure I don't accidentally spread COVID." She posted the email that she got from a woman named Susanna who works at the COVID testing facility. Sure enough, Susanna told Candace Owens she's refusing to book an appointment for Candace to be tested for COVID because, quote, she cannot support anyone who has proactively worked to make this pandemic worse by spreading misinformation, politicizing, and discouraging the wearing of masks. Susanna suggested Owens go to a different establishment located, quote, in a back alley. Owens, of course, emailed a response, as only Candace Owens would, telling the woman that her refusal makes to give a COVID test to somebody on the basis of her politics makes this very political. Nothing screams this virus isn't political quite like Googling the names of the people who book tests with you and determining on a case-by-case basis whether or not you'll let them comply with your community COVID measures, wrote Candace Owens in response. Nothing screams I love my community quite like refusing to test people who are going to a local event and wish to ensure they're negative and therefore do not spread the virus. Here's Candace Owens trying to be responsible, making sure she's negative before she goes to an event, and this woman won't test her because she's Candace Owens, a conservative. These people are crazy. You understand, COVID has pulled the curtain back, has lifted the veil off the truly certifiable, bitter, miserable, unhappy lunatics among us. Am I wrong?
Mike Gallagher Show.
It's pretty clear at this point that Nancy Pelosi, our chief COVID enforcer, doesn't believe a word she says about the virus. Now, Pelosi is 81 years old. That's deep in the risk range for coronavirus. She's standing at a crowded event in Napa, and yet Pelosi is not social distancing. She's not wearing a face shield. She doesn't even have a mask on.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
As I was sitting in that Broadway theater last night, and listen, there are people mad at me for going to the Broadway show. I like Broadway. I like movie theaters. I like to go places. I like to do things. I'm going to live my life. And if you are going to say you're going to stay home because you're objecting to these parameters, I understand that. I respect it. And I'm never going to find fault with somebody who feels that way. If you want to find fault with me, knock yourself out. But it dawned on me that here were a couple thousand people willing to live their life. I guess you could say take a chance. It's like getting on an airplane. I guess you're taking a chance. And you're saying that you're going to be free. And many people say, well, I'm not free if I've got to wear a mask, or I'm not free if I've got to produce the proof, produce a proof of vaccination. And I get that. I understand that. This is the country we're living in. And people are making tough decisions about how to live their life. And a lot of people are having to change and alter and pivot. But to hear about a pharmacist refusing to dispense a legitimate medicine, or a COVID testing center refusing to test a conservative commentator like Candace Owens, you realize how far off the rails we've gotten. And this thing is going to be, I mean, Mac has a good point about COVID. I want to play for you. I got to play Fauci, because Mac, your point I see on the screen is that COVID has been around as long as we've been around, right?
Basically, Mike, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
It goes like this. This isn't opinion. This is fact, checkable just as you are. A couple of researchers, scientists, got very fascinated about MERS, SARS, West Nile. They investigated them. It's the coronavirus. That's what gives it the spiky thing, which is why this COVID, which has it, is called, it's part of the corona family. These researchers, on their own dime, essentially, were researching and found it just changes. It keeps coming back. It's been around as long as we have. It will keep coming back.
Correct.
You can come up with a vaccine, but they can't cure it. It's not curable. The next one is either already on the tonic coming our way,
Mew, or
is already here just waiting.
The Mew variant. I'm so glad you brought this up, because Lord Fauci weighed in on this. Listen to Emperor Fauci. And Stanley, have you noticed he hasn't been around much lately? They've kind of kept him sort of, it's really been Rochelle Walensky more than Fauci. I think either Fauci's getting tired of it, or maybe the Biden administration is saying, hey, why don't you sit this one out for a while? But he has weighed in on the new coronavirus variant Mu. I don't know if it's Mu or Mew, and of course Fauci, they bring him out from under wraps to weigh in on the Mu variant and whether or not we are going to be having to deal with a new variant. Because you understand, according to the smart kids, 99% of all new COVID cases in America are because of the Delta variant. What about the Mu variant?
This variant has a constellation of mutations that suggest that it would evade certain antibodies, not only monoclonal antibodies, but vaccine and convalescent serum-induced antibodies. But there isn't a lot of clinical data to suggest that. It is mostly laboratory in vitro data. Not to downplay it, we take it very seriously. But remember, even when you have variants that do diminish somewhat the efficacy of the vaccines still are quite effective against variants of that type. Bottom line, we're paying attention to it. We take everything like that seriously, but we don't consider it an immediate threat right now.
You have any idea what the hell he just said? You have any idea whatsoever what the man just said? I like the fake Fauci better. I think this guy's, you can't tell the difference.
I'd say even if you live alone, I would wear a mask in the house, especially in the shower, because frankly, droplets can make the way through the drain and come up through somebody else's toilet, infecting them with COVID through the anus. Ballpark, in 2 to 5 to 20 years, we can start thinking about considering the idea of pondering the thought of conceptualizing the possibility of maybe, perhaps, reopening, but probably not. I would avoid having any fun whatsoever in the near to far future.
I mean, that's what he sounds like. Mu variant, and the clinical monoclonal, we don't know if there's going to be a risk at this point in this juncture. We think that perhaps the clinical trials, we don't think, but we take everything serious. We're going to be living with this crap forever. You know that, right? It's not going away. I was talking to somebody this week about having to maybe make a move across the country, and I know what he's thinking. He's thinking, well, this is going to blow over. It's not. It's not going to blow over. We're going to have to live with this virus. And I'm as tired of talking about it maybe as you are listening to it, and I promise we're going to move on to some other things. But I wonder if you truly agree with me or disagree. You think this? We're going to, another couple months, this is all going to go away? 15 days to slow the spread. It's been a year and a half. And I don't see an end to this thing. You look at every headline. Numbers are rising. I texted pictures to a friend of mine in South Carolina who's a theater person. I was excited. I thought she'd be, or I figured she'd be excited about seeing me at a Broadway play. And she texted back glumly, and yet South Carolina leads the nation in new coronavirus cases. It's depressing in a way. But then there I was last night at this show with thousands of people in the streets. It was like Broadway's coming back. And people, even in New York City, are willing to say, we're going to roll the dice and we're going to live our life. We're going to go to a show. Yep, we're going to wear a mask because that's what they require to do. And if you don't like that requirement, then by all means, you wouldn't go and you shouldn't go. And you're going to show a picture of your vaccine card on the phone. And I'm not encouraging anybody to cheat, but trust me, that is not a scientific process. I mean, it was like an awakening for me. Not only was I really ecstatic to be back at a show again, but also seeing some normalcy, a return to living life. And I know there's been parts of the country that have been open all along, but there have been many parts of the country that have not. And it's more than just geographic. We have got to have a return to life. About half the country is vaccinated right now. The vaccine isn't going to be the answer to this. Our elected officials deciding whether or not they're going to relinquish the power that they crave, that's going to be the determining factor. Let's see what you think about all of it. Just a few more minutes, and we got to get on to, we got Biden addressing the country over these terrible jobs numbers out this morning. Just 235,000, way, way below what they expected. 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. Here's Rick. Hey, Rick, welcome. You're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
You know, just one thing I want to debate is, besides the pharmacy being able to overrule what your doctors are telling you you should have, you've had insurance companies now for years telling you when and who can get a test and not, and it's being done by non-medical personnel. I mean, we are being taken over by a ridiculous system.
Can you imagine a non-medical person telling Candace Owens, well, I don't like your politics, I don't like your position on the vaccine, so we're not going to test you for COVID, go to a back alley. I'm not a big litigious person. Candace Owens ought to sue that dummy into oblivion. She ought to file a lawsuit, and I'll bet she will. She's no, in case you haven't noticed, Candace is no wilting wallflower. But think about that. I mean, I know how mad I was at this snotty pharmacist telling me she's not going to fill ivermectin, and I'm likely not going to get it anywhere else or many places. Imagine trying to be responsible and getting a COVID test because you're going to do an event, and the COVID tester doesn't want to test you because you're a conservative named Candace Owens. John, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hello, John.
Good afternoon. Why don't we just start treating the coronavirus like President Biden's treating Afghanistan? Let's just ignore it.
Yeah, maybe it'll go away. Maybe it'll go away. All right. And good evening to you too, sir. All right, more coming up. I'm going to try to outsmart the, please don't say good morning. Please, okay, I'll say good afternoon. Please don't say good afternoon. Okay, I'll say good evening. Just say hello. Hello. I was watching the ushers at this Broadway theater last night thinking they must just dread, let me see your vaccine card. And of course, only in New York does hypocrisy abound. You don't have to show your driver's license to vote. No ID required to vote, but you better have your ID to go to a Broadway show along with your vaccination card so that, oh, you know, you are who you say you are. What a crazy idea.
Use Smile Amazon and support the Mike Gallagher Show Charitable Foundation. Support the blue.
Hey, Mike, you know these variants aren't going to end. Now, we're coming up onto an election year in 2022. They got to come up with new ones. Thanks.
Hi, Mike. You do know that this virus will continue at least through the elections in 2022.
Hey, this is Mike in Columbus. Just want to know if the Democrats are going to make people show their passport of the vaccine to vote.
Yeah, that'd be great. You have to show your vaccine proof to vote, but not your ID. What a crazy world we're in. And, of course, we got a president who doesn't seem to know exactly where he is much of the time. I just saw did you hear him yesterday say he's lost his train of thought? My mind's going blank. Here he was, and this is, of course, in response to the Supreme Court upholding the Texas anti-abortion law, which is great news. ABC News reports that abortions are already rapidly declining in the state of Texas, and they're reporting it like that's a negative thing. Here was Biden's response. Listen to this doozy.
We, as we head into Labor Day weekend, we have more evidence of the progress of our economy from last year's economic calamity. Today, we learned the economy created 235 new...
That's the wrong cut. All right, here's cut 9. Sorry, we get the wrong one. We'll get to the other one here in just a moment. That was Biden on the economy. Here's cut 9, him losing his train of thought. His mind is going blank.
And so I asked if that psalm, that hymn in the Catholic Church, and it says, may he lift you up on eagle's wings and bear you on the breath of dawn and let the light shine upon you, etc., and hold you in the palm of his hand. And they played, and my mind's going blank now. What's the song that is played where everybody is on the chair, I can't remember it anyway. And that's the song that was played.
Man's got the nuclear codes. It's great news. Somebody texted me a very funny billboard, one of those Amber Alert things that you see on the bridges and the highways of America. Amber Alert, white male, 78, wandering around D.C., thinks he's president. Yep, that's what we're up against. That's the commander-in-chief. America's jobs recovery hit a major roadblock. Only 235,000 jobs were added in August. They had predicted 728,000. Here was Biden's reaction, holding an address moments ago, trying to spin it as positive news.
We, as we head into Labor Day weekend, we have more evidence of the progress of our economy from last year's economic calamity. Today, we learned the economy created 235,000 new jobs in August, and the unemployment rate fell to 5.2%, the lowest it has been in 18 months. But despite the impact of the Delta variant, and I'll talk a little more about that in a minute, what we're seeing is an economic recovery that's durable and strong. The Biden plan is working. We're getting results. America is on the move again. And today's revision of previous month's job gains, with the revision of the July numbers, this report means that we have been adding an average of 750,000 jobs per month on average during the past 3 months.
So there you go. Joe Biden, leave it to him, spinning some bad news into good. Let's go back to this conversation about the nation changing and having to sort of adjust or adapt and what sacrifices you're able to make. Gabe apparently made a big sacrifice in losing his job over the vaccine. Is that true? Is that true, Gabe?
Yes, it is. My final day was this morning.
What happened?
The mandate came out about a month ago. I've had, and my wife, who also works for the same healthcare organization, has had a standing religious exemption for 3 years. Apparently, our religious beliefs change depending on what vaccine it is. So as a leader in the organization, I am mandated by Monday to get the vaccine. As I stated in the beginning, I will not get the vaccine. I'm not ready for it. It is against my beliefs, which are protected by the state that I live in. But they still basically said, well, nope, too bad. They're flat denying everybody. And my wife, who's a nurse in the same organization, will lose her job in a month.
Wow.
And basically, about 300 nurses will walk from that organization when the mandate comes down to them.
Wow. Do all those nurses, are they refusing the vaccine, all of them based on a religious exemption status?
There are some religious or what they consider in the state strongly held belief.
Interesting. All right, Gabe, thank you. Thanks for sharing that. I mean, it's heartbreaking, and these are tough decisions that people are making all over the country, and a conversation that we're going to have. We need to have a conversation about this Texas anti-abortion law. The media is flipping out. The beast is angry. We'll tell you all about the great news for America coming up.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.